Poll shows 2-1 support of Trump's Jobs for Americans immigration shift. By Neil Monroe on April 24, 2020. 57% of 1,000 likely voters approve of President Donald Trump's temporary halt to some forms of immigration, says a Rasmussen poll conducted April 22 to 23. 57% of men and 56% of women supported Trump's unprecedented action to change immigration rules in favor of American job seekers during the coronavirus epidemic. The policy question, "Do you favor or oppose a temporary halt to most immigration?" was approved by 59% of younger people, 85% of Republicans, 34% of Democrats, and 43% of Black Americans. The American First policy was also applauded by 62% of people who somewhat disapprove of Trump and by 23% of people who strongly disapprove of Trump. Overall, just 31% of respondents, including just 53% of Democrats, opposed the Jobs for Americans proclamation. The Rasmussen poll may have understated support for Trump's policy, partly because media magnified criticism and political divisiveness causes some respondents to hide their opinions. For example, 13% of all respondents said they were not sure about Trump's policy. But only 2% of Republicans picked the not sure option, while 18% of Democrats and 19% of others hid their views with not sure answers. The pattern of strong support for Trump's policy weakened when voters were asked a more specific question. By pausing immigration, we will help put unemployed Americans first in line for jobs. We must first take care of the American worker. The specific policy got just 42% support from people who somewhat disapprove of Trump and 18% from people who strongly disapprove. But the approval rate among women moved only slightly downwards, from 56% to 53%. The strongest opposition to Trump came from the media magnified establishment alliance of woke progressives and wealthy employers. Trump's April 22 policy was disapproved by 48% of liberals, 46% of people who earn above $200,000, by 43% of postgraduates, 42% of entrepreneur employers, and, only, 56% of people who strongly disapprove of Trump. Rasmussen's panel of 1,000 likely voters seems to be a reasonable sample of the 2020 electorate. Just 33% describe themselves as Republicans, while 37% said they are Democrats. White Americans comprised only 69% of the sample, alongside 13% Black Americans and 18% other. The Rasmussen poll matches prior surveys that show that Americans generously want to welcome migrants and rationally want companies to hire Americans before importing workers. These polls show that the public strongly objects to companies hiring foreign workers before American employees. For example, an August 2017 poll reported that 68% of Americans oppose companies' use of H-1B visa workers to outsource U.S.-based jobs that could be held by Americans. Rasmussen reported, "When businesses say they are having trouble finding Americans to take jobs in construction, manufacturing, hospitality and other service work, 63% of voters say it is better for the country if these businesses raise the pay and try harder to recruit non-working Americans even if it causes prices to rise. Just 23% disagree and say it's better for the country if the government brings in new foreign workers to help keep business costs and prices down. 14% are undecided. 28% feel that Congress should increase the number of foreign workers taking higher skill U.S. jobs. 55% think the country already has enough talented people to train and recruit for most of those jobs. 17% are not sure." The public's welcome for foreigners understandably drops in crises. For example, Ipsos showed that the public support for stopping immigration from risky countries rose from 76% to 79% as China's virus spread through the nation from March to April.